Hello to everybody. Finally, I decided to do a little podcast about my favorite franchise, Star Wars, because it really was with me all the time of my life. Since I was 10 years old, I started to watch A New Hope, Star Wars 1 at this time, because there was only one. And I'm really, really unhappy with some things they going on in the franchise. It's not exactly with this backlash about The Last Jedi or something people don't like. It's more when things are taken serious about stormtroopers and issues about lightsabers. I start with the stormtroopers, because this is something what really, really bothers me. Why? It's why stormtroopers can't aim, why they can't hit. And then fans argue, yeah, maybe they have orders not to do so, or they have the helmet is not okay, or they have cheap aiming devices in the helmets, or their blasters are not good, or whatever. This is something really stupid. If you watch A New Hope, if you watch The Empire Strikes Back, you see they can hit. They really hit people. They are Empire soldiers of a evil empire who rules the galaxy. They have to shoot and kill. They have to aim precisely. Even Obi-Wan tells they are very precisely. So there is nothing to tell about technical stuff, why they can't aim, or are they tired or something. It's just a dramaturgical aspect. It's cinematic aspects. It's cinematic questions. When Lucas started to make this movie, he really liked it to do a good stuff. He really liked it to show us Star Wars, and stormtroopers were not a joke. Even TIE fighters are not a joke. They really blow away the rebels from the Death Star. Only a few survive. They're really good fighters. But then when Lucas starts to lose interest in Star Wars, he did not take everything serious. And the stormtroopers become a joke. They get beaten by teddy bears. And now people have always this in mind. For dramaturgical aspects, stormtroopers can't hit the main characters. That's true. So you can put gun food into the movie to make it look like, yeah, they can shoot. Even in The Mandalorian, there are some problems I have. The main characters, they go to a ship and or they go to a stronghold of the Empire, and they shoot stormtroopers like rabbits, and they can't hit them. Okay, because you have all main characters. So why don't you put some red shirts in it? Let them go with the main characters and they get killed just to show stormtroopers can shoot and kill. They can hit someone. So it's not an issue about technical aspects like they can't aim because the helmets are not good, or they have orders not to kill. It's when I see discussions of fans when they discuss this stuff, no, it's bad movie writing. It's bad screenwriting. Just this. And it was not in the beginning. So that is something what you have to change if you are a good screenwriter. And yeah, they really should change this in The Mandalorian Season 3, because my friends, they are not Star Wars fans, or they are Star Wars fans, they get bored about this rabbit shooting of stormtroopers. It's stupid. It's not watchable. You know, they go to something and it's not danger, because they will kill everybody. They will kill hundreds of stormtroopers without getting losses on their own sides. It's stupid. Really stupid. Okay. So far. Then the next thing about lightsabers, that is just to image how fans can't accept that Star Wars is first something cinematic. It's a movie, and they had not in mind, Lucas had not in mind, a detailed fantasy space opera saga with everything explained. That he just made a movie with art effects, with art aspects and sound effects and visual effects and dramaturgical. It should be brilliant, and it was. That was it. Not about Padawans and everything, and the long legacy of the Jedi. That was not in his mind at this time. And to put now this into A New Hope and think why he did not this and why it's this happened, it's just because it was the beginning and nothing was set. So you see, I can be really about getting emotional about this, because it's okay. So lightsabers, it just shows how fans get over the point. There's a scene in A New Hope where Obi-Wan kills this guy or cut the arm in the cantina on Mos Eisley. And you see blood on the floor. You see this arm and blood around. Okay, that was 1977. They put blood on the cutted arm. Why? It's just a movie. They put blood there. And now I have read a discussion that Obi-Wan maybe has saved energy and the blade was not really cautering the wound so that it doesn't bleed. And they really had discussions about this. It was just a movie and it was not thought about this. They don't thought about cauterizing, I don't know. Just that the wound is not closed by the heat of the lightsaber and it's bleeding. And they make discussions about this. Why? And could it be that the lightsaber is old and this had not, never had this power again? Or he trying to save energy. That was something really Obi-Wan thinks, oh, I have to switch it on. Because of the Force, he can do many thoughts in 1 second about, oh, I have to save energy because I go into a fight. Maybe I meet Darth Vader, so I should not waste batteries. Now I switch it on level 1 of 10. So, and then there is blood. Okay, I cut this arm, or he cut this arm, and then there's blood because there's low energy. And they had discussions. So I'm really bored about it, because I want to have Star Wars back as a good movie where directors think about how to get me excited by movie making, not about stupid details. And okay, and what bothers me is this stormtrooper problem, because this is bad movie screenwriting. Okay, that is some thoughts about what's going on with discussions who are meaningless, but it makes me emotional. So have a nice day. Bye-bye.